Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Communication Mixed Down.
The show that takes a critical look at contemporary media.
And explores the way we use communication to make sense of the world around us.
From social media to citizen journalism.
To the logo on the front of your favorite T-shirt.
It's all part of the Communication Mixdown.
Each week, Thursday, 6 to 6.30. Communication Mixdown. Cranking up.
Right here on 3CR.
That's us, Communication Mixdown, and in this edition, we head into the brave new world of blockchain. What it is, who's got it, where do you find it, and why do we need to be talking about it in the first place? Hello, I'm John Langer. But before we launch into the show, I'd like to introduce our new co-host, Stefan Schutt.
Thanks, John. Nice to be here.
And it has to be said that Stefan has already made an intervention in Communication Mixdown. He's the one who suggested that we have a look at blockchain and the vast social and cultural implications of this new technology and why it should be on the agenda today. And so that's what we're going to be doing.
So, yes, when people hear the word blockchain, it's usually linked to Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. And that's partly because blockchain technology was first created for Bitcoin, but mostly because Bitcoin's been getting all the publicity of late. But more and more people are realizing that blockchain is actually about decentralizing record keeping. This decentralized system can radically change the way information is stored and controlled. And that can mean a big shift in power. So now we see blockchain making inroads across the social and cultural sectors, as well as in the corporate world. So today we'd like to focus on the cultural sector. Sharon Orbell is the head of communications in a newly launched blockchain-based initiative located in the world of art. The organisation is called Art Chain Global, and Sharon is our special guest this week on Communication Mixdown. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi, Stefan. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
So Sharon, before we get to the connection between blockchain and the world of art, let's talk briefly about the technology itself. It's been called revolutionary, and I've heard it described as being, quote, at the heart of the fourth industrial revolution. How did you get your head around all of this?
I've got to say it was challenging. So I would have thought maybe 5 months ago that cryptocurrencies, and I didn't even know blockchain existed really. I thought cryptocurrencies were the dark world. And I remember when my eldest son was talking about what he was going to do with some of his money and that he was buying Bitcoin, my heart sank. I literally thought, oh God, can't you buy a house? Can't you do something sensible? And so I had some trepidation as someone who didn't really have a concept of what cryptocurrencies were. You know, it was a different world. And I suppose that's to do somewhat with my generation, but also because that's just not where my interest lay. My background is working in education environments, working around community festivals. I was on the board of Footscray Community Arts Centre. And in my spare time, I love to cook. So cryptocurrencies didn't figure big in that. But I am a communicator, and I had been working for the Melbourne Law School, and my job was to market new ideas and concepts. And right throughout my life, I've always worked on new projects and found them challenging and interesting, you know, from new publications for young people to new music programs to bringing festivals into communities where they haven't been before. And so to me, it was a challenge to learn about it as quickly as possible, which meant that I used YouTube in a way that it became my best friend. I started there looking on YouTube to work out what the hell blockchain was, and then I kept being told it was a distributed ledger. And that would have been fine if I'd had a financial background and understood what a distributed ledger was. And that took